Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is unfortunate. I'm not a good host sometimes. I had a clip that Evan... That I wanted Evan to play to introduce this segment here, but I forgot to send it to him in a timely manner. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get this one because our guest here on the Western Hotline, it's one of his absolute favorites. It's when Chopin Bulldog roasted me live on the air for a ridiculous celebration at the 11-day Power Play a couple of years ago. But because opening ceremonies are 5 days away, I figured why not get a chance to catch up with Mike Lesikowski. The man, one of the two people behind the 11-day Power Play, he and his wife Amy doing a great job every year with hockey in the community. Mike, I know you've been dreading this day where I call you before the 11-day. How you doing?
Not true at all. Not true at all. Great to hear from you. And let's be clear, one of two, but the lesser of the important two, if we're being honest.
You're the face, which oddly enough, I've seen your face enough. Of course, I'm kidding, Mike. But of course, one of these big things, though, about the 11-day Power Play being that we're about to get started. And when it comes to seeing you around, well, we're definitely going to see that. I'm taking a soft bet here that you're going to end up on the ice at some point for 11 days. That's just my theory.
Yes, probably every day. Hopefully every day. My body can hold up, getting a little older, you know. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. This year's going to be a banner year. Amy and her team have been just knocked it out of the park again. So we're super excited. Thursday's going to come, and really excited to kick off our eighth event.
The eighth year of the 11-day Power Play. It has grown from what it once started as, which was you and 39 other. What's the word I'm looking for here? probably crazy.
Brave, crazy,
ambitious. Ambitious was the word. Set the world record for the longest hockey game played, a record that you had to reset a couple of years later, by the way. However, it has grown from 40 players on the same ice for 11 days now to thousands of players within this community and even from afar traveling to get here to play for the sake of raising funds in the fight against cancer.
Yep, we are record numbers this year. We're over 2,500 players, which is the most we've ever had. We're at about $1.2 million in fundraising, which is probably the highest we've been prior to the event. We bring in about $500,000 the couple weeks and the event leading, you know, the event itself. So we're probably gonna get to about 1.7, which is the goal we stated recently, which is just kind of amazing if you think about it. It's just, we have to pinch ourselves. We have such an amazing community. Hockey players are the best. Unfortunately, we're raising money for things that aren't the easiest to talk about, but we know firsthand, you know, we see our funds firsthand. We stay in contact with the investigators and researchers that are doing some really amazing work, and this year's no different. So, like, we keep our eye on the ball when it comes to the reasons behind what we do, and I think that's why it's so successful, is the people that get behind it. Amy and I are the face, and that's all fine and good, but all the players and donors and volunteers are really what make it happen, and it's really amazing because our community is just our community is great. It's unbelievable. They're so supportive.
You mentioned it, though, of course. When it comes to the players is one thing, but also I'm going to shout out your staff here as well with Nate and Sarah also doing so much of the heavy lifting behind the scenes that they don't get enough recognition. So I have to make sure I shout them out here on air as well. But, Mike, since 2017, the 11-day power play has raised more than $10 million in terms of for the beneficiaries of Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and the Oshai Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Program. Every year, it seems there's been this new wrinkle added to the event. What are we looking at this year that's going to set it apart from years past?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for mentioning all of our beneficiaries. They're wonderful. There's a couple really cool things this year. We try to keep it fresh. You know, one of the things that keeps people coming back and raising money is because we try to make it a special event for everybody involved, especially the players. And this year we've got a lot of really cool things. It starts off, remind me about the 50-50. I'll talk about that last because it's an important thing, but I'll talk about that after. But the event itself, this year we're going to do a family skate prior to our opening celebration. So five to six, I think it is, or 4 to 6, Areta Harbor Center on the rink too. So if anybody wants to come down, it's going to be super hot out this coming week. So come down and throw some skates on before the opening celebration. We're trying to really push the opening celebration and have friends and family there. It's from 6 to 9. All of our top fundraisers, 60 top fundraisers, will play in two different games. That'll be really great. We're doing a chuck-a-puck. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but it's kind of like a little fun fundraiser. Throw pucks on the ice to win some prizes. That'll be an opening celebration. And one really special thing that we've done this year, we're going to announce, we started something called the Petey Fund. The Petey Fund is named after our mascot, Petey Power Play. And the beneficiaries that you mentioned, all amazing, wonderful, deserving beneficiaries, we decided that each year we're going to award $11,000. There are so many good charities in our community that are aligned with our mission, that we wanted to give a little bit to others. So we started the PD Fund. It was Amy's idea, beautiful, wonderful idea. And this year we're going to announce at opening the recipient of the PD Fund. And we're not going to reveal it until then, but it'll be a special moment because it's a nice gift to a very deserving charity. So that's the opening. We've got a lot of really cool little things that go on in the event, as you know, because you've played in it. We try to make it special for the players with the locker room set up and that type of stuff, and videos that captains record So all little nuanced things. Player, you're going to see a player of the game this year, which is going to be pretty cool with, you know, picture the post-game Hockey Night in Canada interview, that type of scenario. Kind of cool. That, I mean, that's right up your alley, knowing you. That's one thing. What else? We have – that's pretty much it in terms of the our jerseys. I don't know if you got a chance to reveal, see our jerseys. We did a little soft reveal. They're really cool, different than any year in the past. And, you know, we change up our jerseys every year. This year we tweaked them a little bit. Really cool. And, of course, all the merch is fresh and new. And people really – really love our merch because it's well designed, it's well accepted, and it's I absolutely love walking around town, going into rinks. You know, I play a lot of hockey. I don't think I've in the last 7 years. I don't think I've played a pickup game where there hasn't been another 11-day jersey out there, which is really, you know, which is really a cool feeling as a hockey guy.
Michael Isikowski on the Wester Hotline as the opening ceremonies for the 11-day power play take place on Thursday at 6 o'clock. By the way, before Joe asks a question here, I just want to say about the opening ceremonies, I've got a fun little tidbit about last year's. One of my friends went with me to the opening ceremony, and he immediately, like, once he saw players skating in with the pyro coming off at the side, Mike, he turned to me and he said, "I'm in. What do you need me to do?" And he hasn't played hockey in 4 years. So it's a really cool thing. Like, right. If you go there, you might feel inspired to literally lace up the skates yourself and join in on this. And then I'll turn it to Joe here because his brain's been going here.
Yeah. So I've been kind of on the outside looking in over the past few years. I've come across people who have participated. I never have. It seems like such a great event. Like, I didn't know the origins until sitting here just now. That it was, you know, just a straight up one shift, 11 hours. Like, that's crazy, you know?
11 days.
No, days. I don't know why I said that, 11 days. Yeah. Did you ever see it getting to this point? Like, when you first started to really, you know, get some more participants, did you think it was going to be a smaller scale thing? Or, I mean, raising over $1 million, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Joe. And I answered often. Amy and I answered often because it's what makes it even more special for us. It's not like we had this big plan. It's not like we're event planners, right? She was a social worker. I was an environmental engineer. Amy went through cancer and beat cancer, and it was because of some of the strides that Roswell had made in the years prior. She may not be here if those, you know, those strides weren't made in terms of research and development and cures. So she's here because of that. And then my mom passed, and that kind of just fired us up to do something. And I looked up the world longest hockey game back in whatever that was, 15-16, and it existed. And I was blown away when I heard it was like 240 hours. I'm like, holy, how are we going to do that? But then, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And we started planning it. And it really was meant to be one world record game. Another true story is we had met with a group of people that were fundraisers in Roswell. And our initial goal was $500,000. And they politely told us that we were crazy. At the end of the meeting, I'm like, at the end of the meeting, I looked them square in the eye, and this is a true story, and Amy would attest to it. I said, all right, well, we just made our goal $1 million because you told us we can't. And that's absolutely true. And we raised $1.2 million that first year. And it was because, you know, there was just a good group of people that were driven and passionate. So that's how it started. And then after we got done with it, like, it was such a cool event. It was so awesome to give that money to Roswell. Roswell was our only charity at the time. Such a good feeling. And like, around town, it felt so cool to have it kind of well accepted that we actually went over to Canada afterwards and hung out with some friends for the week. And we were sitting around and we were like, we cannot just stop. We got to do something. And we literally thought of it right there and then to do, you know, multiple shifts. And we did it completely out of the blue. Nobody ever had done that. And it, of course, Buffalo hockey, it took, and we've honed it. It's amazing how we were flying by the seat of our pants that first community shift. And now yesterday I left Harbor Center with Amy and Nate and Sarah and our staff and everything is already organized, set, merch is there, jerseys are boxed, everything, like literally a week before, ready to go, versus 7 years ago, just completely flying by the seat of our pants, no registration, no web, no organization, we were just going. So it's been amazing how it's evolved, and we're very fortunate that it's been well accepted.
And every year, when it comes to when I'm walking in that building at Harbor Center, first two people that I always try to lock down and find are you and Amy, and you two, of course, are the busiest people. You eventually find me, but when I take the ice. But then I always try to go look for Amy to make sure that, you know, I give her a thank you for, you know, always being there to organize this stuff. And again, congratulations on another successful event. Because when I play, it's typically later in the event, and that's not going to be untrue here again, as I play twice in the last 4 days of this thing. So I'm happy to be a part of it again with WGR. Our program director, Alan Davis, was part of your original 40 as well. So
yeah,
we're always
he's
happy
on our board, and he's making his comeback this year.
Big yes,
making his comeback. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. The last time, I do believe that that we had Alan on the ice, I think this happened.
There's a goal for somebody. Do we know who scored?
I don't know. That light blue helmet. It's Derek, because there's the stupid celebration with the Tiger Williams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Derek. Derek Kramer. Derek went full on Timo Solani shotgun and then air guitar breakdancing, I think is what just happened there.
Does anybody we work with see me covering my face after that?
Somebody's going to take him out.
Oh my god, it's 3-2 in the beginning of the 11-day power play. I mean, I don't know. What do we say about that? Have your fun?
Sure. Yeah, we don't want to be the old guys, right? I don't know.
I am just turning. I'm going pro media all-stars after that. I'm changing allegiances.
Yep, that was an all-time, because you challenged me to step up my celebration game.
Well, you did it. We like to have fun, obviously. We're very serious about our causes. We're very serious about fundraising, but it's also nice to have fun in the event. And one of the, you know, I wanted to just come full circle. At the end of our event, every year, the Buffalo Sabres alumni and Pat Toletta in particular and Larry Playfair from the Junior Sabres have always been there for us. They've incentivized our players to, you know, to play with and against some of their idols from the past and not so distant past. So every year, you know, they do. So we will have some Sabres alumni. We have a really cool twist to it this year. It's a Buffalo Junior Sabres alumni twist to it, and it's couple reasons. One, Larry Playfair approached us a little while back, and he said, and as did Pat Coletta, and he out of the blue just said, "Hey, we're starting a 50-50. They have a 501c3 that's allowed to do large scale 50-50s that Larry worked really hard on, and he did a really good job. You know, the stuff that goes on in the arena." And they give that to certain causes, and they chose us this year. And they put out a $5,000 minimum. So all the month of June, the Junior Sabres and us, with our help, are going to do a 50-50 raffle. That is a guaranteed $5,000 pool. So at the event, please, you know, please go and support that and buy those 50-50s. And let's get that pot up as high as we can. I told them I'd be blown away if it wasn't more than $5,000. If we promote it. So really thankful for Larry, really thankful for Pat Coletta and the alumni guys and everybody that participates, because the alumni is super generous with their time, and it means a lot to the players to see, you know, those guys on the ice. And it's been really great. It's been a really great partnership. So please buy those 50-50s and support the Junior Sabres. My son came up in that organization, and it's, you know, it's a part of our lives. So thank you to those guys.
Yeah, and I was gonna end that, because you brought up the 50-50. I was just motioning, like, hey, we got to ask about this. So it's good that you got there on your own. But Liam and his adventures through the University of Maine and everything that's been going on there, how's it been dealing with him as this as a pretty high caliber D1 athlete here in college hockey?
It's been great. You know, he's a great kid. He's a humble kid. It's tough to brag about your own kids sometimes, but, I have great kids. I have two daughters and my son. They're all really good kids, good students. and it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, he came up through the Junior Sabres, went to prep school, went out to Iowa, played in the USHL. His billet family will be playing in the 11-day power play, so there's that connection. University of Maine, it was really good last year. He was able to play a lot, very fortunate. He's going to absolutely kill me when I say this, but just this week he got invited to an NHL development camp, which
Let's
is
go.
a really cool way to recognize his hard work. So he's really psyched to do that. Super proud of his parents, but yeah, our kids are great. And I'd be remiss to mention my daughter Julia is making a comeback. You had mentioned comebacks. She hasn't played since she was 14. She's now 21. And she is playing in the 11-day power play. So she's out of retirement. So got to watch out for her. She's fierce.
Hey, that's awesome. You love to see these sorts of things. And, Mike, I'm glad that I'm able to talk and catch up with you. Of course, we'll say it one more time for everyone before we get your sign-off here. Thursday, 6 o'clock is the opening ceremonies. You mentioned that there's going to be a family skate beforehand, 4 o'clock at Harbor Center. Please make your way down there. All the work that Mike, Amy, Nate, Sarah, and everyone at the 11-Day Power Play, the volunteers, of course, as well, the unsung heroes, not just the ones on ice like my Goofy, but anyone that's off the ice, they're also people that need to get the credit that they deserve as well.
Awesome. I really thank you for your time, Derek and Joe. Look forward to seeing you guys Thursday and throughout the event. We're really looking forward to it. So thanks for all the coverage and positive vibes you guys give us. It means a lot to us.
I'm going to tell you right now, just to get ahead of it, a couple of weeks from now, on the 29th, I'm going to try to hunt you down to come to the booth that I'm going to have, because I'll be broadcasting live as things start to wrap up.
Awesome.
So please be accessible.
You know where to find me.
No, I don't. You find me. Mike, thank you again. I'll see you on Thursday, no doubt, and, of course, all throughout during the 11-day power play.
Awesome. Good talking to you guys. Thank you.
That's Mike Lisakowski on the West Hur Hotline. As I just made mention, Thursday, 6 o'clock, opening ceremonies for the 11-day power play at Harbor Center.
This is exciting stuff.
It really is. And I made mention, I wanted to say it to Mike, but one of my friends, last year, we go down to the opening ceremony, and We watch the players come out. By the way, if there's ever a motivation to become a top fundraiser for this event, it is so that you can skate out with an introduction with pyro being shot at the sides.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Like, I haven't gotten there yet, but I still need that in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I need that in my life just to check it off that like I went out to a stage or ice with pyro effects. Like that's got to be the coolest feeling in the world for those that get to do it. And and my friend and I watching it last year, he turns to me fresh off of shoulder surgery and said, I'm in, what do you want me to do? So I'm glad that, you know, even just going to it can inspire you to want to take the ice yourself, because there's plenty of shifts that aren't going to get that fanfare. There are teams that lace up the skates at 3 a.m and they play for 3 hours.
Yeah, I think that was one of my buddies at Buff State.
Yep,
he was doing that. Yep. Like the graveyard shift.
You
overnight.
Get the graveyard shifts of like midnight to 3 to 6. Don't you dare wave your hand on this. We're talking about something cool. And again, it's just it's one of these things where you can feel inspired to even want to just take the skates and get out there.
Well,
you could be terrible at hockey. Trust me when I say this. You can be awful
it's
at
for a
the
good
sport.
Cause.
It's for a good cause, and not to mention, you can then laugh at the members of WGR that are going to be taking the ice on June 27th, 1 week after the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I was approached. I have a torn Achilles, yes. So I can't or tears in my Achilles, I should say.
Multiple? So.
Yeah, they're smaller tears just throughout
okay.
it.
Okay, I was just going to say, tell Aaron Rodgers he can kick rocks.
I'm 21 and I'm struggling with it, so I can't imagine being 40 dealing with it.
But yeah, so you were approached about it. And
no, I couldn't push it obviously. Physically this season. Maybe next year after
get
recovery.
That thing healed up.
We'll get it.
And you can join the likes of me, Joe DiBiase,
I used to play hockey for a short period of time. I was the
That's more experience than I had going into it.
Yeah, I was the defenseman. I was just the punisher. I no stick handling ability at all, puck handling ability.
So here are the members of WGR that I do know that are going to be on that shift. Our program director, Alan Davis.
Yes.
Joe DiBiase, Brayton Wilson, Josh Schmidt is our netminder for the second year in a row.
Oh, there we go.
And he kept us in it last year.
He did?
Yes. We suffered our first loss as Team WGR, but he kept us in it. The media all-stars are getting younger, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a
Didn't they also have like a junior saber on the media all-stars last year?
They had a couple of guys, and they kind of gamed it on us a little bit. But we'd won every year since 2018, so I get it. But
who commentates the games?
So, opening ceremonies, Dan Dunleavy is going to be there with the mic in his hand.
How awesome.
Calling for the opening ceremonies. Alan Davis will be there as well, our fearless leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I say fearless because he definitely is, because he lets me have a microphone. If that's not having no fear, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get ourselves to a break, catch up on everything else going on here. But also, the next segment here, I do want to introduce it the same way I'm leaving this segment, which is I sent out a tweet. I want to give shout outs to people that are listeners, followers with us that are playing in the 11-day power play. You'll get your shout out coming up next here on WGR.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's a goal for somebody. Do we know who scored?
I don't know. That light blue helmet. It's Derek. Because there's the stupid celebration with the Tiger Williams.
Oh, no. We're playing it again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Derek. Derek Kramer. Derek. Derek went full on Timo Solani shotgun and then air guitar breakdancing, I think is what just happened there.
Does anybody we work with see me covering my face after that?
Somebody's going to.
Yeah, somebody's going to take my hat off. that was me from Chopin Bulldog back in 2019.
Going at you a little bit there.
Going at me a little bit there. I had no idea at the time. Obviously, I'm on the ice. And as they laughingly recognize, it's only in the first hour of that shift. Like, it's early on. And
yeah, you were just getting started. Yeah.
Like, we were just getting started. But I also had, like, one of the most satisfying feelings that a player ever can in any level of hockey, which was 2-on-1, bar down. So, yeah, of course I'm going to feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and DiBiase running a 2-on-1. I did not pass to him. Selfish teammate moment right there. And but I hit it bar down, so it felt good. And then I come up with a ridiculous celebration, A, to honor my uncle, but B, to also honor Mike Lesikowski, the guest of our last segment, who had challenged me to step up my celebration game. Because our introduction together was I surfed on a stick. Do you know how hard that is to do?
Yeah, I can imagine.
I lasted maybe 1 second. but he comes in the locker room and goes, all right, who's the idiot that surfed on a stick? Hi, I'm Derek. Nice to meet you. So from that, he said, what do you got for me this year? And it was that. And I get to my phone and Mike and Chris had let me have it.
Mm-hmm. And was that already circulating?
My phone was blowing up because it happened live on the air.
Yeah.
Like it was like people are in their cars and they are just hearing the takedown. Wouldn't trade it for the world though.
They knew exactly like within 2 seconds, Bulldog had you packed.
Yeah. Because Bulldog played the first year that we did it in 2018.
Oh, okay.
He knew my helmet.
Yeah.
Because it is that baby blue, and oddly enough, it matches the 11-day colors.
Yeah.
But at the time when I bought it a long time ago, I did not care about that because it wasn't a thing yet.
You just like the color.
I was like, it's a fun, obnoxious color. I'm going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it had its perfect use.
Yeah.
So yes, that was it.
Who is? Oh, it's Derek.
Yeah.
Just straight
up. The minute Bulldog realizes it is because he played with me the first time we took the ice as WGR. And he realized, and he's like, oh, God. Like, he knew who it was. So, yeah, the 11-day power play, it's something that it means a lot to me. Personally, it means a lot to a lot of people in this community. And I'm happy that at the station, we not only formulate a team to play, we make sure that we talk to Mike and Amy Lesikowski as often as we can throughout the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's good to let the public know, if they don't already, about the cause. By the way, if you're looking to donate, you can always go to 11daypowerplay.com. You can find a team. You can find a player. Oddly enough, my name is not on Team WGR versus Media All-Stars.
No?
It is not, because I captain my own team.
Oh, okay.
Because I lead a team, I cannot be on two pages at once.
Gotcha. But you play for both.
I play for both.
Okay.
So, if you're looking...
So what, do you get a C on your jersey then?
They slap a C on my jersey. C for crazy. but, again... if you want to donate, I'm on there. Josh is on my page as well as TJ. I plundered a couple of the GR members to play for my team as well. My team is called the Ankle Benders. We play
the Ankle Benders
because our ankles bend. We're not good at hockey.
Mm-hmm.
We play 2 weeks ago from today after Sports Talk Saturday when I'm at Harbor Center. And that is why I'm live at Harbor Center that day, because I do not want to have to drive from here to there.
Yeah.
So
no, 100%.
So Alan Davis gave me the green light.
We'll hold down the fort.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be on with you guys. I'm just going to take the headset off and waltz into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But my team name is called the Ankle Benders. You can find them on there as well. I have it pinned to my my Twitter page at Derek Kramer 49. And I do want to take the opportunity now, though, to give shout outs to people, because I sent this tweet out earlier this week asking any followers or listeners that are taking part in the 11-day power play. Send me your shift. I'll give you a shout out here on the air. And Evan, if you can get me some like NHL music of sorts, that'd be cool here to give a little backdrop for these guys and girls that are taking part within the 11-day power play, so that I can read these off and give some listener recognition for people here as well. And should we call this our getting connected with our fans?
Oh, 100%.
I think so. That's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So we get connected with our fans that are taking part in the 11-day power play. Frank saying June 25th, 9 a.m. with the Buffalo Shamrocks coaches.
That's the team I played for.
There you go.
The Shamrocks, yeah.
So you might know some coaches that would be playing on June 25th.
Maybe.
My boy Frank Z. Frank and I go back. We used to work at Consumers, so it's good to hear from him again. Dual Warriors 74, June 23rd, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. So a couple of days afterward, that's the first weekend of the event at that point, the 23rd being that Sunday. Roswell Park Comets will take the ice Thursday, June 27th at noon. Hunter coming in from Rochester on June 23rd at 9 a.m. Good for you making the drive down the 90 to come play some hockey for a great cause. Paul tweeting in, I am volunteering 11 shifts this year. So that's a man playing 11 times.
That's awesome.
From the 20th through the 25th. And it's his eighth year within the event. Mike Chase tweeting in, Team Owen Strong comprised of high school kids hitting the ice Friday, June 21st, 6 to 9 p.m. And Owen's Oilers, they're ages 10 to 12, playing 3 hours worth of hockey. Saturday, June 22nd, also from 6 to 9 p.m. Hockey Puck 17, I'm a captain for two teams. Our shift is June 22nd, 6 to 9 a.m. Like the rough ones are the early mornings. Like, you got to wake up at 4 a.m. to get there for 6. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like mentally ready.
Yeah, you just don't go to bed.
You don't just go to bed. But like, if you do, you're waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So you can get there by 5 and get yourself ready to go. It's tough. Red House Areas versus Red House Selects. And Hockey Puck 17 saying he's also volunteering 3 different days off the ice. Mark Kuntz saying that the Queen City Squirrels are taking the ice Wednesday, June 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. against some other radio station we will not name. I know which one that is. It's 97 Rock. We can at least say that part. Because it's the ship. That's the teams that are playing each other. And Queen City Squirrels have been a part of this, like us, from the beginning of the community shift opening in 2018. So
respect.
There's our fans there. It's getting connected with our fans. Once again, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And there it is. I wanted to give a shout out for those players, those listeners, because, again, it's a great cause. It means a lot. Brighton and I accidentally talked about the 11 day for a 25-minute shift earlier. And now, again, here we are planning it this time because, again, June 20th, 6 o'clock is the opening ceremony at Harbor Center. We'll go to break early here. Yes, that's right. You heard me. I'm going to break early. And we'll come back. Sports Talk Saturday carries on WGR. Final segment, hour two here of Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to Mike Lesikowski, who joined us at the top of the hour to talk about the 11-day power play. Again, opening ceremony for that is June 20th at 6 p.m.
Learning a lot about the backstory was awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
What a story.
Because, like, there's plenty of us that know about it. Like, I've been in this thing, as Mike said, like, since 2018.
Yeah.
Ever since the community shift opened. Actually, I've been familiar with it since 2017.
Right.
When our program director, Alan Davis, was a part of the record-setting 40.
Well, I I've known about it. I've never known this much about it, though. Yeah. So it's really cool.
Like, I was even in, like, the daily minutia of it because we would call Alan on the nightcap every night. To get a recap of it.
Yeah.
Of like how everything's going, how's the locker room right now, how's everyone's morale. And then, of course, it correlating right to the end of it where they set the record. The record setting games are also a spectacle in themselves.
What's attendance like for fans?
The opening and closing ceremonies, bonkers bonanza.
Yeah.
When you go to the opening ceremonies, there are a lot of people that show up to it and it's awesome. Same with the closing because there's a countdown, especially with the record games, and that's huge for those guys and girls that are out there.
Yeah,
because like you count them down and they're done. Like you've done it. You've played 11 straight days, and it's a nightmare of just like there's shifts where you just want to get it over with. You're skating the minimum capacity that you can. I know nothing of it other than what I see or have been told. But it's a physical reward all of itself to say that you've been a part of that, let alone the group of players that have been a part of it now twice. And I'm interested to see what happens again when they have to re-break the record, because it is no longer belonging in Buffalo again. Another group has it, and they didn't just like wait like 1 minute and then cut it off from there. They actually kind of went a little longer, the jerks. We might have to deal with the 12-day power play soon enough.
Yeah, you got to break it.
And we'll see where that goes from there. Unfortunately, that was one of the questions I didn't get to ask Mike. But I'm sure that's more of a future plan sort of thing, not something I can ask him 5 days before this event for 2024. But yeah, in case you haven't heard enough about it, we'll have the interview up on demand at WGR550.com. And I'll make sure I share it on social media as well, because it's worth the conversation. It's worth hearing it. And of course, getting Mike to laugh at the clip was great.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I feel like that's an all-time clip right there.
It is. And I'm glad that I still have it. We had plenty of our audio erased a couple of years ago, reset. So we lost a lot of archives. But I'm glad that I have it and I held on to it, because, hey, man, if I'm going to make fun of me, and I'm going to have other people making fun of me, it might as well be funny, right?
Yeah. Right.
Can't go through life without laughing at yourself. That's basically what the
If you're not the butt end of your own joke, what are you doing?
Exactly. Who cares? Have fun. And especially for such an event with serious stakes, you know, we like to be able to bring a little bit of fun into it as well. All right, Joe. So, I see this tweet here, and it's a random one. This is our random grab bag segment to end
okay.
the hour.
Yeah.
This man finished in last place in fantasy football, and he has to sit in a McDonald's for 24 hours unless he eats his way out of it. Would you participate in such a ridiculous punishment for finishing in last place?
Well, having...
You're young. You can get
I'm
away
in
with
a
this.
Fantasy football league where there is a punishment. I received it 2 years ago, and it was when I first started working here and getting... No, last year, excuse me. Getting airtime. I was hosting the nightcap. I had to... They geared it towards I had to proclaim how horrible I was at fantasy football.
Ouch.
And
on
then speak nothing but advice leading up to the next season in drafts and stuff like that. And I had just worked Shopin' the Bulldog where all Mike was doing was giving out fantasy advice.
Yep.
So it worked out perfectly.
You're scribbling notes down.
But it was like I had to say how horrible I was and then try and like give advice. You know? So like that was mine. And then this past year we did it. It was 10 Tim Hortons you had to visit and start a pay it forward line. So you had to pay for the person's order behind you.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I think it ended up being around like $70. Really not bad. Like it
not
really
bad,
wasn't that bad. And
you're
doing something good. That 24 hours in a Mickey D's.
Or I've heard of the one with like where they sit in 24 hours in a Waffle House too.
Yeah, like, and one waffle's an hour off. Like yeah. I've heard about that. But the parameters we spoke about, ball pit's only 5 minutes off.
Yeah.
How long do you have to sit in the ball pit though? You could just sit there and just take minutes and 5 minutes, five minutes,
I think you have
minutes.
To spend that time to get that time off, like within the ball pit.
Okay. So could you just realistically sit in the ball pit the entire time and just cut away?
Cut it in half.
Cut away.
But could you sit 12 hours in a ball pit?
That's a good question. I don't think I
could. For sanitary reasons, I don't think you could.
Me personally, I can't eat that much in one sitting.
No.
Like I can't sit down and be like, okay,
in
24 40 nuggets
hours.
Gets me 2 hours off, like all that. It's. I'd rather just sit there for the 24 hours and throw up my laptop with some Netflix or something on it and just munch away
would you
little
ever,
by little.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever.
I don't know if I would participate in that punishment. I'm going to be honest with you. I just, that one I feel like.
So don't lose. That's a simple question. Don't lose.
Is sitting 24 hours in a restaurant a fair punishment these days, I think, is the thing.
Yeah. Have you heard about the one called The Cage?
No. Is it
get
safe
a dog
to say
crate.
On air?
Yeah. You get a dog crate, right?
Oh, no. I already hate this.
You put the loser in it out back. You each bring a miscellaneous condiment or some item and dump it on the person.
Oh.
So it could be like ketchup. Could be, I don't know.
Mustard.
It could be anything. It could be Yeah. I'm steering away from the
stuff. I already hate that. We should probably not.
That's the cage, and then...
We should probably not. Don't worry. Let's not worry about this. I was talking about this specific kind of
punishment. There was like a guy who had to make a raft out of like milk cartons or whatever, or something along those lines, and he had to build a raft and like row himself over to like a lake. That was one that I heard that was like, boy, these things are getting a little ruthless.
All right, yeah. Do we take fantasy football too seriously? 803-0550.
I am done. I think I hit my wall with fantasy. I did 8 leagues last year. I'm out.
Oh boy, that's a lot.
Yeah. So I cut
that's
down.
That's nothing compared
to bunch.
And
it's not like a best ball where it's like you pick the team and then it automatically arranges the rosters mm-hmm. for you and stuff like that. I ran them all. It's too much.
It's a lot.
And especially with working and stuff. I was in school at the time still.
All right.
Just not worth it.
Well, we'll come back. We'll actually kind of get ourselves into an actual like question mm-hmm. to generate for fans.
Yeah.
And it's something that was talked about earlier this week. A little more fascinating. And that is the receiver Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Would you have Stephon Diggs on there?
Okay. We'll let that marinate for the next break.
Yeah, we'll let that marinate here for the break as we come back for hour number 3. Derek, Joe, Evans on the board. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If we sit in the ball pit the entire time. And just cut it in half.
But could you sit 12 hours in a ball pit?
That's a good question. I don't think I can.
For sanitary reasons, I don't think you could.
Me personally, I can't eat that much in one sitting.
No.
Like, I can't sit down and be like, okay,
in
40 nuggets
hours.
Gets me 2 hours off, like all that. It's. I'd rather just sit there for the 24 hours and throw up my laptop with some Netflix or something on it and just munch away
would you
little
ever,
by little.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever.
I don't know if I would participate in that punishment. I'm going to be honest with you. I just, that one I feel like.
So don't lose. That's a simple question. Don't lose.
Is sitting 24 hours in a restaurant a fair punishment these days, I think, is the thing.
Yeah. Have you heard about the one called The Cage?
No. Is it safe to say on air?
Yeah. You get a dog crate, right?
Oh, no. I already hate this.
You put the loser in it out back. You each bring a miscellaneous condiment or some item and dump it on the person.
Oh.
So it could be like ketchup. Could be, I don't know.
Mustard.
Mustard. It could be anything. It could be, yeah. Yeah. I'm steering
already,
away from the
already
stuff.
Hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I already hate that. We should probably not.
That's The Cage, and then
we should probably not. Don't worry. Let's not worry about this. I was talking about this specific.
I mean,
of
remember
punishment.
There was like a guy who had to make a raft out of like milk cartons or whatever or something along those lines, and he had to build a raft and like row himself over to like a lake. That was one that I heard that was like, boy, these things are getting a little ruthless.
All right, yeah. Do we take fantasy football too seriously? 8:03:05.
I am done. I think I hit my wall with fantasy. I did 8 leagues last year. I'm out.
Oh boy, that's a lot.
Yeah. So I cut
that's
down.
That's nothing compared
to And it's
to
not
much.
Like a best ball where it's like you pick the team and then it automatically arranges the rosters mm-hmm. for you and stuff like that. I ran them all. It's too much.
It's a lot.
And especially with working and stuff. I was in school at the time still.
All right.
Just not worth it.
Well, we'll come back and we'll actually kind of get ourselves into an actual like question mm-hmm. to generate for fans.
Yeah.
And it's something that was talked about earlier this week. A little more fascinating. And that is the receiver Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Would you have Stephon Diggs on there?
Okay. We'll let that marinate for the next
break. Yeah, we'll let that marinate here for the break as we come back for hour number 3. Derek, Joe, Evans on the board. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.